Beloved radio friends, we welcome you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the broadcast. We greet you in the precious name of our beloved Savior and welcome you to the meditation of His Word and in Matthew 25 to that closing article of the great Olivet Discourse, The Judgment of the Living Nations. We've already commenced the study of this beginning at verse 31, and we shall proceed to the end of the chapter. We have already noted the time of the judgment of these living nations, meaning, and let me qualify it very carefully and clearly, meaning it will be the living who remain upon the earth among the nations of the Gentiles following the great tribulation, and when, as we have noted in verse 31, when our Lord comes in power and glory with His holy angels and sits upon the throne of His glory. He commands all the living of the nations to be separated from one another, the just from the unjust, the godly from the ungodly, the righteous from the unrighteous, and as we have it in the parable, the sheep from the goats. We have touched upon the fact He calls the sheep to be upon His right hand. We noted that the goats were to be upon His left hand. And now we find the King, as we saw in our closing moments of the preceding message, commanding those who were the sheep, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Now we want to consider the basis of the judgment that should be recognized. Now let me point out very clearly, and I trust I will be clear, that as you read this occasion of the judgment that is yet to come, it must be recognized there are not only two classes that we have mentioned, the sheep and the goats, but may I remind you, there is another class called my brethren. May I point out to you verses 32 and 33. You have in verse 32 and 33, you have mentioned both the sheep and the goats. Now if you go down to verse 40, you have the Lord Jesus saying, in verse 40, another class of people at the end of the verse, one of the least of these, my brethren. Look at verse 45. And there you have the Lord Jesus again mentioning, my brethren. And you can certainly recognize that the Lord Jesus is referring to His own brethren, the Jews. Let me repeat now very carefully. It must be recognized there are three classes of persons represented on this occasion. First, as we have already noted, the sheep. Second, the goats. Now there's a third. My brethren. Now these latter refer to the earthly brethren of our Lord, the Jews. Though the sheep and my brethren are both favored, they are not the same people. The sheep will be the favored from among the Gentiles. The brethren, as we have stated, are the Jews. But we want to look particularly at the basis of the judgment. For we read in verse 35, after the Lord commands the sheep to come into the kingdom, He tells why. I was an hungered, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came unto me. Then note the response. And note that the sheep are the righteous. Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? We don't remember seeing thee and doing these things to thee and for thee. Now please let's know very carefully what the King says. The King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. My beloved, let me say very faithfully, I hope you understand the prophetic scriptures sufficiently to know, and have we not seen it in this discourse of the Lord from Olivet? Did he not mention in chapter 24, there is to come upon the earth the period of the great tribulation, never to be equal again, nor has been equal in the past, to such a time of trouble? And who will be in the very center of that trouble? Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, cast by Nebuchadnezzar the despotic Gentile monarch into the furnace of fire, God's dear earthly children, they're going to be cast into the fires of the great tribulation, burning with affliction, and they will indeed be manifesting much suffering and going through it. And they indeed will be the object of the affliction of all the nations around them. We've already seen that. But among some of the nations, please know what the Lord Jesus says in verse 40. Let me read it again. The king shall answer them and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it unto me, or unto one of the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. My beloved, let me just say this. The Lord's earthly people, passing through such fiery tribulation as they will have been given help, shelter, protection, food and clothing, and sympathy by those in that day whom the Lord invites into the kingdom. Yes, there is no question of doubt in regard to their treatment of God's earthly people in that day during the great tribulation period. It will merit their entrance or their rejection of the coming kingdom. Now let me go further, please. I do not wish to be misquoted or misunderstood. We're looking at it from Matthew 25. We're looking upon the earthly scene as it shall be in the coming day. But I commend to the reading of chapter 7 of the book of the Revelation to anyone that's interested. For in chapter 7 of the Revelation, you will find a representative company of Jews that are sealed to be the divine witnesses of God in that terrible day of trouble in all the world. And as a result of their witnessing, if you will read Revelation 7, you'll find in verse 14 and the context of it, John declares that out of the great tribulation, he sees a multitude of Gentiles saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb, if you please, having made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. And please let me state, there is no question of doubt, putting the two scriptures together, that these Gentiles who are the sheep in Matthew 25 heard the message, believed it in that coming day, but also they proved their worthiness of their profession by assisting God's earthly people in their days of greatest trouble. Ah, my beloved, what a joy it is to realize that the Lord Jesus will say to them, Inasmuch as ye have done it unto me, unto one of the least of these my brethren, my fellow Jews, ye have done it unto me. My beloved, may I say, what a joy it is to realize, even in that terrible day of Israel's greatest trouble, the day of Jacob's trouble, as Jeremiah calls it in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7, that great day when the greatest trouble, trial, hatred, destruction will be manifested by the nations around them. Please let me say frankly, look at the Jews today. Look where they are. Look at them in their own land. See them surrounded. You cannot point to one friendly nation around them. Every nation around Israel today, over in the Middle East, is opposed with hatred against God's earthly people. And that hatred is coming to be greater and manifesting the greatest wickedness that has ever been perpetrated, even far greater than Hitler. I shudder to say it, but I believe it's the truth from God's word against his earthly people. Surely we can recognize they indeed will be in need of help. And there will be in that day, praise God, precious souls among the Gentiles who will turn away from the worship of the beast and at their own peril of their own lives will be faithful to God and give help to his suffering people. Yes, notice what the Lord says. I was hungry. I was thirsty. I was a stranger. I was naked. I was sick. I was in prison. And they came. They fed him. They gave him drink. They took him in. They clothed him. They visited him. And in prison, they came to help. My beloved, what a terrible day it's going to be, but it's going to be filled with heroic deeds that prove the salvation of many Gentiles who have turned to the Lord in that awful time. Read again, I commend, Revelation chapter 7, and see them. Oh, God grant that you and I may be able to say, I heard the voice of Jesus say even today, come unto me and drink. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. And I'm sure that the Lord Jesus today is calling many a sinner. My beloved friend who may be unsaved, I beg of you not to peril your soul to the dangers that lie before the nations and the whole world. For that day of great trouble is to come upon all the world, according to Revelation 3 and verse 10. Now I want to tell you, I'm grateful by God's grace I will not be living in the world during that period. The rapture of the church will have taken place. Then follows that terrible period that is yet to be. God grant my sinner friend that is listening, you'll turn to the Savior now and be saved by his grace through faith in his precious blood. Shall we pray? Beloved and blessed Father, oh, we pray that our listeners will not evade and avoid and procrastinate their salvation by refusing to come to Thee. But even now, just as they are saying, just as I am, I come to Thee. Just as I am, O Lamb of God, I come. May they say it today in Jesus' name. Amen.